What's up, guys? Welcome to the Off the Path podcast. It's just me and the boy Hayden today. And yeah, we're just talking about all kinds of stuff. I don't even know what we're going to talk about yet, but I know that we're going to have a blast and you're going to enjoy it.
We're going to talk about putting Mercedes engines in BMWs.
We might talk a little bit about that. But anyway, boys, this podcast is obviously brought to you by Maxwell Plumbing. They're the best plumbing shop. And they're offering a new thing. We know that not all of you guys are in the local area that Maxwell Plumbing services. And if you need something, if you really need help, you really need advice, you can call them anytime and they'll walk you through the issue you're having. They always want to help and they want to make sure you get the job done right. So give Maxwell Plumbing a call. Visit their websites, maxwellplumbingservices.com. Thanks to them for sponsoring. Thanks to you for listening. Hope you enjoy the podcast.
Sit down.
I am sitting down, dude. I just sat down.
Like, I press record, and you just stood up. And I was like, this guy.
I immediately stood directly up as soon as you press record.
Yeah.
I don't know. How are you doing, buddy?
Not bad.
Not bad?
Yeah.
What's not bad about it? Thanks to the motorcycle that just rode by. A nice hog, brother. Anyway, what's not bad about it?
I had an interview today.
Okay, tell me about that.
No.
Goodbye.
No. Imagine if we just post that. It's like the intro clip is longer than the actual podcast. It's a 1 minute podcast.
I mean, it would be funny.
That would be hilarious.
We might actually do that. I might not, like, we're going to go for an hour. I might just post the first 2 minutes.
Just as a joke?
Yeah. Call it a day.
Only if we started recording in, like, April.
That
would have been a perfect April Fool's joke, is post a 1 minute podcast.
We may or may not do that. Yeah. You may or may not see that coming. Because now we've talked about it.
Yeah. It's not going to happen.
We could post just a silent podcast. It's an hour of silence.
I don't know how many listens that would get, to be honest.
It wouldn't. It would be April Fool's joke.
I mean, I'd probably listen to it still.
Exactly. An hour of silence. You would just sometimes hear us laughing in the background, but we're like over there.
Yeah, we're just working on the car. Yeah. You just hear shop noise. Yeah. That's it.
And we call the podcast shop noise. And they're like, huh, I wonder what that reference is in the podcast. And it's literally,
it is literally just shop noise.
Hour.
You hear...
Then you hear... You're cranking, and then you hear like a snapping sound, and you hear, fuck.
You hear the door shut.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, we went to AutoZone. Yeah.
You just, it'd be so funny.
We like leave the podcast going, so the shop is dead quiet for like 30 minutes, and then we get back, and we're just talking about something random.
Just random.
And then we're like, oh, crap, we still have to fix that bolt.
Yeah, and then we get back to the bolt. It'd be funny, though, if it was close to like the car being done.
Yeah.
Because then in the back, you hear us working on stuff, we're going to hear shop noise in the background, you just hear, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. It's just us trying to start the car for 30 minutes and then giving up, and the podcast ends.
That is my biggest fear.
It's not gonna start,
dude. I put that motor together, it's basically done. I just need a valve cover.
Yeah,
shit's not gonna start.
Probably not, dude.
I'm gonna keep saying it's not gonna start on the hope that it starts, like, I don't know, third crank.
Yeah, you know what I just realized?
We didn't turn the camera on.
We didn't turn the camera on, so this will have an Off the Path podcast logo over it, and the camera's gonna start probably in 1, 2, 3.
And look at that.
And we're back. Welcome.
I'm here.
Welcome. Now you can see us. And we can see you.
I'm sorry.
I'm watching you.
I don't think they want to see us.
I'm watching you.
Dude.
They probably don't, dude. They probably don't.
We have my... I don't even know if you can,
see
it.
I positioned it where you can see the motorcycle in the background.
Yeah. The motorcycle's in the back. And what is it? The last episode, the engine was in the background.
Yes.
So we're tucked in the corner now.
Slowly we're just going to have different parts or motorcycles or vehicles in the background.
I'm going to run out of stuff real quick. I don't have that many things.
That's when we start buying shit that we don't need to put
in the background of the podcast. No, I don't need more stuff.
You are peaking, brother. Anyway.
I know.
So what were we talking about before our camera break? We were talking about... I tried to get you to talk about your interview, and then we talked about April Fool's podcast.
Yes. So my interview, I had an interview for an engineering position at my job. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I did the interview.
Yeah.
They asked me questions.
Yeah.
I had answers.
Okay. Yeah.
Actually, really, the only one that like kind of struggled with.
Yeah.
And this is more just because like this is gonna sound super narcissistic.
Oh boy! All right, here we go.
The question was, what are your biggest weaknesses?
Bro said I have none.
I didn't.
Okay.
I made up some bullshit because I couldn't think of anything.
Like, bro, you have weaknesses.
No, I know I do. I just couldn't think of any.
Did you make up?
I told him I get stuck in my ways, and sometimes it takes a little like nudging to get me out of my ways.
That's actually a real weakness that you do have.
No, it isn't.
No, you're very stubborn.
No, I'm not.
I see what you're doing here. You're so stubborn, dude.
No, I'm not. Yeah, I'm right. Absolutely not.
Here's your little nudge. You're a little stubborn.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then like the big thing, which you feel like if you're seeing this from the outside view,
yes,
the programming that they use to like, you know, design everything.
Yeah.
I don't know how to use it.
Oh, cool.
And so you'd be like, that's a big issue,
that's
right?
That's a weakness.
Well, yeah, and I said that.
Okay.
But I was also like, I can learn, right?
Yeah.
But like the outside, you're like, wow, you gotta learn a whole program. That's crazy. It's not that hard.
It's really not that hard. Plus, like, you know, you learn things pretty, like, one YouTube video, and usually you got it.
I mean, yeah, look at the engine.
So, I think you'll get it. You'll get the hang of it.
Yeah. So,
if it's similar to how option B of the engine could go, you'll, like, fuck their system up somehow.
Absolutely.
Like, they'll be like, not only did you not know how to use it, but... We're having a CDK level meltdown right now.
That would be hilarious.
That would be really funny.
It is. I don't know exactly how their system works because they use SolidWorks, has basically the storage side where you have a server and you store all your files on there.
Yeah,
you could have different computers access it. Only have limited access to it. I don't know, like. If the SolidWorks servers went down, if it would be a CDK level thing, most shops use SolidWorks.
That'd for be just crazy.
Like shops yeah. use it, HP use it, like anything that has any form of design anywhere uses SolidWorks for the most part. The other one is Fusion 360, which is an Autodesk program.
Well, you know about the CDK thing. That whole thing's like apparently like a ransom hack.
Yeah, someone hacked into it. And they're holding it for ransom. And it's the weirdest thing to hold for ransom.
It's not only really weird, but like...
It's smart.
Okay, I think it's going a different way.
I think it's actually really smart, it's just like, I would not have guessed it.
I think it's got to be the lamest shit you can do. And we're going to get hacked for me saying this.
Good. Hack us, please.
I have nothing to give. But
I don't either.
Hacking something and holding it for ransom,
yeah,
is the lamest shit. Like, there's people that like do dumb shit, and you're like, wow, they have nothing going on in life.
Yeah,
that's like another level to that.
Yeah,
that's so stupid.
I don't. I'm a very forgiving person,
bro.
And so, why are you laughing?
Because you are. But, like, they literally, like, disabled, like, the entire country. And you're like, I'm a very... Like, what's your level to that? Okay, what's, like, the craziest shit? Like, let's say me.
Yeah.
What's the craziest shit I could do and you would be like, I forgive you?
There isn't a limit.
There isn't a limit.
Well, there is.
Okay, let's define forgiveness. Are you talking, like, we're still friends?
Yeah.
Or are you talking, like, you would forgive me, but we're not friends anymore?
Well, I think... If it's that, then there is no limit.
Damn.
Let's not tip the table over, please.
I'm going to tip the table over.
So if it's like we're not friends anymore, but I forgive you, I think I am capable of at least moving on from the situation. We're not going to get into moving on again.
No,
I don't want to do that.
We had an hour of that.
Yeah. But like if it's like we're not friends anymore, I don't have to see you anymore, I don't have to think about you anymore, I can forgive you for anything.
You would still think about me?
No.
You would.
Do you know how fast I push shit out of my mind?
You would dream of me.
You.
You're just saying that right now because we're on a podcast.
No.
If we were not on this podcast right now, you would be.
You're the one that's trying to be the silly guy right now.
All
right,
dude. Don't even. You're the silly dude.
No, you're the silly dude.
We're not getting into this again. All right.
No, but if it was like still friends.
Yeah, what's your limit that we're still friends?
Adultery on my woman. I don't have a woman.
Wait, hold on, dude. Okay. That caught me so off guard. You're really? Saying we're still friends after that?
No, that's the limit. Oh. If you did that, we wouldn't be friends. But you could do basically anything else. You could kill someone. I'd be like, all right. My first question would be, did you bury it already or do you need help?
Yeah, that actually probably would be.
Whose car are we taking?
Not this one.
I got spare plates. And
true, you do have some spare plates.
Well, they're not my plates.
Okay, so I don't think we... I don't... My friend... I mean, this is unhinged. I don't think... I have so many thoughts about the things you just said.
I said a lot of things.
The first one is I don't think you know what limit means. Because limit means...
Like just before?
Yeah.
So I'm just giving you the just after? Because
you're giving me like...
Because I don't know what would be just before.
Well, I also don't know how you level things. But you're giving me like, if I did this, it would be unforgivable. Or forgivable, but we're not friends anymore.
Yeah.
When I'm asking the limit, I mean like, what's the craziest thing that you can think of? And murder is like the go-to like cop out. But yeah. What's the craziest thing you can think of that I could do and you would still be friends with me?
Dude, you could do
vodka Sprite.
I'd still be friends with you. I would be in the second.
Vodka Sprite.
We wouldn't be alive.
Brother.
I'm trying to get you clips, okay?
Oh my gosh. Bro.
What?
I mean, okay. I was gonna say.
I feel like we should stop recording and start this over.
I'm really leaving it all.
Oh God, I'm already regretting what I'm saying.
I mean, I might vodka Sprite what you said.
That's okay. Please do that.
I might have to vodka Sprite that.
You might have to vodka Sprite a lot.
I might have to vodka Sprite a lot of things. Yeah, I mean, that's insane.
Like okay. There truly is. Not a limit unless you are, like, you know, like I said, if you're hurting me specifically.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. But
gotcha.
Like,
no, that makes sense. I mean.
You could do some crazy ass shit and I'd be like, oh, why the fuck did you not invite me?
Apparently I can do it with some really crazy shit.
I'm surprised. I'm more surprised that you're surprised at that.
I guess. Here's why I'm a little surprised.
Okay.
I definitely would. Especially as of lately, you know?
Yeah.
You're like, the mentality you've kind of started to adopt.
Yeah.
I definitely thought it was going to be like, and I'm going to give the reference so it doesn't seem like we're just stealing it. But the Bobby Lee bit, where he's like, you could kill someone. I'd be like, oh, Bobby, why did you do it? Like, okay, like, but we can't do that. You know that, right? I thought that would be your angle at it. You were just full on, like, let's do it together.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I think my first question would be, like, why?
Yeah.
But, like, you have good reasoning. You have a good head on your shoulders. True, so true. It's like.
It would have to be pretty.
If it happened, true. There's a reason why. I trust you.
That's fair. No, actually, no, that makes sense now. I mean, damn. I mean, what's.
I feel like my answer would be the same. As your answer.
Yeah, definitely.
So.
Yeah, I think there's only a, like.
We wouldn't be friends if you killed yourself.
True.
mean, you also wouldn't be alive. Yeah, but like, I would be kind of upset.
Yeah.
A little bit.
You'd be pissed.
Just a tad.
Yeah. I think that.
I'd get over it.
I think that. I think there's only like one thing that you could do that would be unforgivable.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's the same thing you said.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that pretty much everything else is on the table.
All right.
What we're going to do with that information, I don't know.
I already knew what we were going to do. We've talked about this before, not on the air.
But maybe let's leave it off the air.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway.
Yeah, you know, you know what I'm talking about.
Speaking of your work, I got to come take a tour today.
You did?
Yeah, and it was actually crazier than I thought. I genuinely, when you were like, hey, you should come take a tour of my work.
Yeah.
I was like, all right. It's cool to see the boy.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, let's go down there and let's have a look-see.
And then you showed up and there's 8 buildings on this campus and you're like, oh.
I was underwhelmed by buildings because it's just buildings.
That's fair.
I'll be honest. But when I got inside, the building you work in,
I have a favorite quote of the tour.
What is your favorite quote?
My favorite quote is, you can't inspect welds when we're out and about.
Yeah, dude, the welds are crazy. The consistency is crazy.
Yeah, I put a lot of quality.
You put very a lot of quality? Guys, this is what a professional welder talks like.
I put a lot of quality into my work. At least I try to.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and I think your business card should say, I put very a lot of quality into my work.
Absolutely.
Anyway.
I'm going to put that in my Instagram bio.
There you go. When I saw the building you worked on, I was like, okay, this is actually really cool. Like, I liked how everything worked and had their own little stations and stuff.
Yeah.
It wasn't total chaos like I was assuming in my head.
Well, you know, like 6 months ago it was. So.
Oh, okay. You sorted that shit out, didn't you?
Well, yeah. And right now, like, the CNC side's pretty good and the body weld side's pretty good. And my area is a mess because they're waiting to pull that tube laser out.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, yank it out.
Yank it out. You should hook up. The good old chibi and just pull it out.
The little one or the big one?
Either.
I think I'm going to need the big one.
Nah, the little one will get it done. I promise
the
you.
The V6 rear wheel drive.
Listen.
With over 200,000 miles and drag slings.
I promise you that's exactly what you need. I promise you if you neutral drop that some bitch.
That 4060 gun go.
No, you'll yank that thing right out there. And then you'll say, boom, it's your problem now. Get it out of my station.
Yeah, I'm just going to, if I pull it out, I'm just going to keep driving until I hit the dump.
I had another thought.
Yeah.
You have like so many like F-550s and Internationals at your disposal.
Yeah, we have a few.
You could hook up any
all of
them.
Or
all of them. Oh, like 90 of them back there.
So my thought, when I was talking to coworkers about this, I was like, I'm going to take the plaz torch I have.
And cut it up.
And cut that shit
material
up. And right? Just throw it away.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
No, but the funny thing I was telling them was like, I'm going to cut like a 2-inch section.
Yeah.
Out. Yes. And throw that away. And then cut it up in like 8-foot pieces. And then like take it out. So that I could be like, look, I cut it up for you. You can weld it back together and it'll be fine.
I have an idea.
But then they're just missing this 2-inch segment.
That would be really funny. I have an idea kind of like that.
No.
First, I need to ask though, how much does it cost that specific machine? Guesstimate.
7 figures.
You're kidding. That machine that's broken right now, doing nothing, is a 7-figure machine.
Yeah.
Okay, so like a million.
Probably like 1.3.
Brother, we're stealing it.
It doesn't work.
You can get half its value if it doesn't work. That's still lot of money.
It went on auction and they sold it and we're waiting for the people to pick it up.
Well, we're going to just do a little heist while it's sitting there. And then it's all insurance in the hands now. It's a victimless crime.
Is it?
It is.
Is it?
It doesn't affect your company because they've gotten paid.
Okay.
It doesn't affect the other company because they're just going to do an insurance claim.
Okay.
And we get $500,000.
Yeah.
I think it's a win-win all around.
But I feel bad.
Mm.
So there's the
you just said I could murder and you would be like, whatever.
Yeah.
But stealing a machine is where you draw the line.
No, I didn't say whatever. Okay, I did say whatever.
You did say, your words were vodka Sprite. And you know what I'm referencing.
Yeah. I think you could you could commit murder and I would have some questions. And it'd be like, what's wrong with you? But it wouldn't ruin our friendship.
Okay.
I would, I'd be like, why?
Would you visit me what's in wrong jail?
Dude, that's a long-ass drive. Actually, no, the drive's on my way home.
It's literally on your way home.
Maybe.
Would you bring me vapes?
No.
All right. Well, that's, damn. Anyway. okay, so here's my idea. I didn't think it was going to be that much, and now I don't like this idea as much. But you cut it up, and you weld it into a statue of whatever you want. It could be really stupid, like a dick.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
That's exactly what I was thinking. It could be funny, like you could build like a little stick figure out of it.
With
like,
a dick.
Or a big-ass stick figure.
With a dick.
Yes. And then, whatever you want, and then when they come in and see it, you go, here's your $1.3 million dick.
Suck it.
And then you quit, you walk out?
No, I do the little, like, spoke bomb the magicians do, and then you see me run away. Because it never works. And then I disappear. I don't quit. I don't do it. I'm just gone off the face of the planet.
Yeah, have you ever actually been around like a smoke bomb?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How close? Like you? But did you like? Have you ever like thrown it? You threw it far away.
Yeah.
Okay. So I've, for some reason or another, had a smoke bomb at my feet.
Can I have a clarification real quick? Are we talking like military grade smoke bomb or like? The shit you can buy at, like, the fireworks stand.
Not the shit you can buy at the fireworks
okay,
stand,
then no,
dude.
I've never been anywhere near
those things
smoke
make
bomb.
A little tiny trail of smoke. That's
dude,
not
you can get
about.
Big ones.
Okay. All right.
You can get pretty big ones. Anyway. It's because I'm talking with my chest.
You're talking with your chest and into the tippity end of your mic.
Yeah, because at the beginning, you were doing this.
I was speaking off to the side.
And then
I'm
it
sorry.
Was super low, and you couldn't hear him. And
anyway.
It sounded like he's going, meow. This sounds so funny in the headphones.
Yeah, but anyway. Alright, we gotta get on topic, brother. Anyway.
This is the most unhinged episode we've had.
I'm loving it, to be honest.
It's good.
This is exactly the vibe I want. So anyway, so I, for one reason or another, had a maybe not military grade, but not firework stand smoke bomb at my feet go off.
Okay.
It stings your eyes so bad.
Yeah.
And are you
sure it wasn't tear gas?
It might have been, bro. But what I think would be so funny is if you did all that and you threw it like an actual smoke bomb at your feet.
Yeah.
And then you just, when the smoke clears, you're just standing there coughing and wiping your eyes. And they're like, what the fuck?
And then a helicopter just comes and picks me up. I disappear off the face of the planet.
Yeah, nobody ever sees you again except for me because I'm already at the beach house.
You're
in
driving.
Location.
I was going to say, you're flying the helicopter.
Oh, yeah, I could fly. Dude, we'd crash. We would crash. In fact, you would be like, oh, look, you would try to do like a spy level, like, my ride is fuck, that doesn't sound good.
My ride's here.
My ride's arriving. I believe the
my lift has arrived.
Oh, lift. Get it? Because helicopters lift. So you could be like, my lift has arrived.
And then like pull out my phone and it's on the Lyft app.
It's a helicopter. Marco has arrived with your helicopter.
Hola, señor.
Hola. 5 stars, please.
5 stars.
Please.
You pick up for Aiden. I dropped the rope.
He just screams down, pick up for Aiden. You just hear him far away, like, pick up for Aiden.
I'll drop the rope. Don't worry.
We got to do it here. I'll give you, you scream the pick up for Hayden, and I'm going to give you the doo 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 sound. All right?
Okay.
3, 1.
Pick up for Aiden.
Anyway, so the funniest thing, if I was flying the helicopter, you would be like, I believe my lift is here.
Yeah.
You would hear me crash outside.
Into the statue.
Into the statue. With the statue and I both go down and explode in a fireball.
The thing explodes, right? And then somehow you walk out and you're just wiping your eyes and coughing. Yeah, like that.
Oh, fuck. I'm crying, bro.
Oh. That's good.
This This is insane.
That's really good. You like my new position?
The funny thing is, I love your position. All the things we just said in order would make for the funniest skit I have ever seen.
If any of you are special effects producers?
I don't know. Special effects
people. Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
I'm not getting you a Coke.
Okay.
I might give you a Mountain Dew since that's what you're on right now.
Well, yeah, I'm not allowed to drink Dr. Pepper anymore.
True. I did ban you from Dr. Pepper and promised that I would go to the gym.
And he still hasn't, as you can tell.
That last part you didn't need to add. That was unnecessary.
Sorry.
Anyway.
No, sorry.
Man,
fat-ass.
If anybody's wondering at this point of the podcast, we are sober.
Very sober.
Very, very sober.
We did not. We were honestly like, do we even film a podcast this episode?
Yeah.
And then we were like, sat around on our phones for an hour. And then I just hit record and we were just like, go. And so I'm in a silly, goofy mood now.
I am also in a very silly, goofy mood. Dude, if we couldn't find a special effects person.
I just want a new couch.
You would make it funnier. If we couldn't find a special effects person and we filmed kind of this shit.
And it's just MS Paint.
It's just like really bad, like 70s explosion behind you, but it's kind of over you because I don't know how to layer it.
No, it's like you did it in Photoshop, so it's like a helicopter PNG moving crashes into a drawn stick figure with like bolts trying to stick out to make it look like a machinery.
It's still got like the square like white border background.
Yeah, and then it crashes, and then it just like fire pops up everywhere, and then smoke covers it.
Yes.
And then you walk out, and then do the bit. And
yeah,
that'd be that would be better than normal special effects.
I think so. I might have to work on this later.
Good luck.
On my list of every other thing that I have to do.
There's a reason why I brought my PC here.
True.
So I didn't have to do any of it.
Okay. I see now. I see your real motives. I didn't see that before. I didn't even think of that.
Exactly.
Wow, dude, that's crazy.
Always two steps ahead.
You're like...
Unless I'm seven steps behind.
You're like two... You're so far behind that you think you're ahead right now. dude. That's like that J. Cole bar where he said, they think they're ahead, but I'm about to lap them or something.
Yeah, dude.
Bars, brother. Anyway, what were we talking about? I don't even remember. Oh, I took a tour of the shop.
Yes.
And so... Man, we got off topic. So
that's okay.
Still kind of on topic because it isn't in the shop that we're talking about.
Yeah.
But the most impressive part that made me like kind of lose my mind a bit was the assembly area.
Yeah.
And
that's
those
nuts.
Really big cranes.
Yeah. I don't know why you lost your shit over the bridge cranes.
I've never seen a bridge crane. That would be why.
We could have gone back into fab and I could have like picked something up with the bridge crane.
Really?
Yeah, I have two of them in my little area.
Oh, I didn't even look up.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest.
And then
there's
four of them in body weld, and then there's two of them on the far side for the CNC area, and then there's like a little like arm crane for the middle area.
Yeah.
That doesn't get used anymore, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. Yeah, I mean, no. The shop was really impressive. Oh, my gosh, bro. I'm so sorry. My mic is getting abused this episode. The shop was impressive.
Yeah.
I liked it. It was actually a really cool tour. Yeah. And then you bought me a Coca-Cola.
I did.
And I went home. I felt a little rizzed up after that.
It was 75 cents.
Yeah. I saw that
because
you got
your
change
to me.
Wow. I saw that because you got change back. And I said, that was less than a dollar.
Your wow and my wow.
That's because you're literally on your mic. I just watched you do this. Look at me. And this is going to, I'm sorry for the audio listeners. I just want you to do this. Like, fully breathe in with your mouth to the mic.
Wow.
Dude, it still peaked somehow.
It peaked because I laughed. The little bump.
The little tiny boy?
Yeah, that's
I see that.
Wow.
Okay. Anyway, I'm trying to think. Oh, I have something to talk about besides shop. Okay.
Hold on.
I'm holding.
What if we just turn this into an ASMR?
It could just be like an ASMR podcast.
I hate it.
I think I'm going to have to cut this. It's definitely going to be too quiet.
No, it's okay.
Okay.
Don't cut it. Just make sure you turn up your audio.
Yeah, I'll turn everything
up. I'm going to turn. Hold on.
Okay.
Oh, now it's even better.
Now now it's even like more ASMR like.
So you can hear.
Yes, you can probably hear Aiden and not me right now.
Yes, but you could take yours off.
I don't want to do this for too long.
Okay.
If you didn't hear anything for that, because Hayden promised me not to cut it out, we were trying to do ASMR.
And yeah, you'll see it in the video, and you just see our mouths moving. Yeah,
and you heard nothing.
Just turn the audio up.
Turn it up, and so when we come back unexpectedly, it blows out your speakers.
Yeah.
And you email us angrily.
Please.
Asking for new speakers.
I love angry emails. They're my favorite.
I also like angry emails. I think it's so funny. What's up, guys? I'm sorry to put a halt in the podcast, but we got a great sponsor today. And it's a sponsor that I'm sure you've heard before, and you've grown to love just as much as we have. Maxwell Plumbing. It's truly the service for all your plumbing needs. And as the customer, you can always trust that they will provide integrity. Integrity is a really important thing in this day and age. And a quality service and amazing prices are also really important. So please don't try and do that plumbing job by yourself. You shouldn't be messing with that. And the professionals know how to do it so much better. So call them today and set up your appointment. The number that you need is 208-429-1996. That's 208-429-1996. Tell them Off the Path Podcast sent you. They're truly the best plumbing shop. And I know that all of us around here trust them with any problem or situation. Thanks to them for sponsoring, and thanks to you for listening. Now let's get back into that podcast.
If you put the subject of the email as your UPS delivery is not going to arrive, I'm going to click on it.
You know what one gets me every time?
What?
They always give me with the "you won a $200 gift card." I'm like, yeah, dude. I knew it was. It was about my time. It was about my time. And I click on it, and they go, they go, yeah, just send us your social security number to claim. And I go right away. I punch it in.
Of course, officer.
Yeah, and that's why there's quite a few Riley Maxwells out there making loans and things like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, though,
there's only a few.
No,
I might be one of them.
You are one of them. You watched me put in my card pin today.
Dude, I already knew you texted me your card pin.
I did?
Yeah, a while ago. Like, probably a year ago.
Oh.
And it's also the same pin to your computer.
Yeah.
Brother, you need multiple pins.
Let's not say what else it's related to, because then people would just know what it is.
Banking information.
Hayden. All right.
Brother, change your passwords.
Now I have to.
No, you can do it backwards.
Last week,
scramble it up a little bit.
Just
use the same numbers.
Moved around, it would basically be the same.
Just put the first digit at the very end and slide them all over.
They'll never see that coming.
No.
Anyway, last week I was in Salt Lake for kind of 3 days or two and a half, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, I forget we posted this on a Monday. I was like, dog, that was this week.
Yeah.
Like Monday, Tuesday,
last
Wednesday.
Week, I was in Salt Lake.
Yeah.
And
is this going up the following Monday? Or is that... No, it's going to be 2 weeks ago.
It's going to be a week ago.
2 weeks ago.
You might be right.
I am right.
I'm
always
not even
right.
Going to try to do the math right now. But listen, I was in Salt Lake at some point in the past between 1 week and 2 weeks ago.
It was 3 weeks ago.
It was actually last year. And
you were also in Salt Lake last
year. I was also
in
Salt Lake last year, so any of this could be true.
Were you in Salt Lake last year?
Yeah. I've gone 2 years in a row now.
I thought you went a lot sooner.
No.
I moved my arm. I don't know if you see that. Now they can actually see my face and not just arm.
Damn it, I actually put it that way.
You wanted to not see my face?
Yeah, now I'm going to blur out your face.
I'll put it back.
No, I'm kidding. No, please put it down. No, I want to see your face.
I don't.
And I want to see your face. Put it back down. Hayden, stop. Oh, my gosh, bro. This is so unhinged. Anyway.
Yeah.
I was in Salt Lake. Went to Lagoon with the fam.
Mm-hmm.
Well, with Sierra's fam.
Yep.
Had a really good time. What I want to talk about, Lagoon is obviously a blast. Roller coasters.
I don't want to talk about this.
I find, bro. We got to talk about shop shit. Now we're going to talk about my thing.
Yeah.
And I finally got to go on the big roller coaster, that is like super hyped up there. It's called Cannibal.
Okay.
And it has an elevator. Like you go into a thing and then it takes you on more roller coaster tracks straight up.
Kind of like Tower of the Terror?
Maybe. Never been on it. Never seen it. So
Disneyland?
Cool. Never been. Don't know anything about it.
Brother.
I know Disney Datney.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
We're back.
We're back.
We fixed you. You suck.
You're bad at this.
Can you make sure that you press record every 30 minutes, please? Because otherwise you're not going to be able to get like continuous footage.
Exactly.
Come on.
This is really on you, if we're being honest. Anyway.
Dude, I'm going to do something right now, and you're going to be mind blown.
Stop it.
It didn't work.
No, it didn't. And stop trying to do that. Anyway.
Whatever I want to.
Back to my story, dude. Apparently, it's like the Tower of Doom, where it has a roller coaster elevator. Tower of what?
Tower of Terror.
Sorry, whatever.
I don't know. I haven't been on either.
Yeah, so.
It was closed when I was in Disneyland.
It goes straight up,
yeah.
Which is kind of the weirdest part. I've never been taken straight up on a roller coaster.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about it still. And then it's the tallest. You can see the entire like Salt Lake Valley from the top.
Yeah.
It's so high up there. The thing that sucks. Bro's putting the welding glasses on. I'm going to skip right over that. The thing that sucks is it takes you out of the elevator bit. Takes you literally half a foot before this crazy drop where you literally go inverted for a little bit.
Yeah.
And stops. And mm-hmm. you're just hanging there, not able to see the track.
Yeah.
And only able to see just nothingness in front of you, and that's terrifying. And then it finally releases you after like
that's my favorite
5
part.
Seconds. You've never been on it.
No, but I've been on similar style roller coaster. Okay. They all do that. They all hang you off the edge right there. That's where like the you see like cartoons when they're on roller coasters and they like teeter at the top.
Yeah.
They give you that feeling and then it shoots you down. That's my favorite part.
So it drops off. The thing is, I will say the drop is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Again, this is like their most hyped roller coaster. The drop is pretty crazy. The rest of it is kind of eh.
Yeah.
It does leave you upside down for a decent bit at one part, but I don't know. I wasn't that crazy impressed with it. But anyway, did that roller coaster. Then they have a new roller coaster.
Okay.
Where you have to wear 3D glasses.
And that's, I don't know how I feel about that.
And it's built inside of a fake mountain. It's actually so sick. And it's called Primordial or something like that.
Sounds like they're trying to be Space Mountain.
It's that. It is. And it's so cool, though. So you go out and do this loop where it actually gets pretty fast. Then you shoot into the mountain and it slows you down. Then you go past these screens. The brother.
Sorry.
The roller coaster things that you're on, they rotate. And as you're going past the screen, it turns sideways.
Yeah.
You shoot at like the things with a gun.
Yeah.
And then it turns back. You like through again.
Yep.
It does it again. The last part is crazy. You come flying in at Mach everything into a full wraparound screen.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's rotating you and you're shooting everything. Then you're like, where am I going to go from this? Because there's no more track.
Mm-hmm.
Out of nowhere with no warning, it drops probably 30 feet. Like fast drop. Like psh, stops and then rolls you forward and then you get off the roller coaster. It's like a 5-minute ride. And honestly, it was a blast. Here's the funny part. Now that I've told you my Lagoon experience and how I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And you yawned.
Yep.
The people in Salt Lake, or I guess it's technically not Salt Lake, but the people in Salt Lake look weird. They're weird looking people, bro. Like, they're all a mix of like. They're like a mix of like Mormon conservative and Alabama. Like, they're weird looking people, dude.
So
they're also not self-aware at all.
When are we doing a family trip to California so I can take you on real roller coasters?
How are you trying to say I've never been on a road? I've been to Silverwood. I've been to Lagoon. I've been other places, I'm sure.
So these places, I never heard of them until I met you.
Really?
Which means they're not real.
Dude, okay.
No, I'm kidding.
Hold on, pause.
I'm kidding.
Let me tell you about this one. So Silverwood, I was too young when I went there. I don't remember, but I know they have some of the best roller coasters in the U.S.
I know they do.
Lagoon has this one that I really like. It like when you get on the coaster, it does like a little U-turn.
Yeah.
Then you enter a tunnel.
Okay.
And you're still going slow. I don't know how the technology works for this type of roller coaster, but it then blasts you forward.
Yep.
Instead of like going down to get acceleration, it blasts you forward and up, straight up, and then over, and then straight down. Really cool. It does. I've read the stuff on that. It pulls like 4 G's, and it does 0 to 60 in like 2 seconds. That's mm-hmm. how fast it propels you forward. That one's really cool.
Are you ready for mine?
Yes.
Knott's Berry Farm.
Oh, I've heard about this, and I need to go there.
It's called the Accelerator, and it does a similar thing. It shoots you 0 to 80 miles an hour in 2 seconds.
Brother.
You go up, teeter at the top.
Yeah.
You come down. You spiral down.
Oh.
Which is a crazy feeling.
Yeah, I bet.
And then you come around, do some other stuff, done. It's like a 30-second ride, but
yeah,
it's pretty cool. They have, your dad was talking about it on his podcast, The Tower. It comes up and drops you. That one's pretty cool. Yeah. You have the Boomerang, which is like, it's a pretty decent size roller coaster. You do the entire roller coaster and you come up and it stops at the top.
Mm-hmm.
And then you do the entire thing backwards.
Oh, wow.
That's why it's called the Boomerang.
Yeah.
Those are the main ones I can think of. And then you have like, oh, also at Knott's Berry Farm, it's called Silver Bullet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like normal ones, you're like in a cart, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you
yeah.
got the rows. This one hangs you, and you're like, you're sitting in, but your feet are free, and the ground's below you.
Yeah.
That one's crazy.
I really like that style. I've only been able to go on, I think, one.
Yeah.
Where your feet just hang. And that, I really like that feeling.
Yeah. But that,
I think, I wish I could go on more coasters like that.
That one's really good. And so, like, when I went, I went with a group in high school.
Yeah.
And we went on, like, a Tuesday.
Okay.
In the middle of the day.
That's a good time.
Dude, I'm telling you, for Silver Bullet, which is, like, one of their biggest roller coasters they have.
Yeah.
It was on, off, on, off, on, off. I ran it seven times.
That'd be so fun.
The thing in a row.
The thing I hate most is lines.
Yeah.
Like, if one day we make enough money... I should say when.
Yeah.
When one day we make enough money, I just want to rent out a roller coaster park so I can just do whatever I want.
Yep.
As many times as I want and just keep getting back on or go to the other one and not have to wait. Just go straight up to it. Like, I want to do that because I just want to be able to just go.
Yeah.
Just do whatever.
Yeah.
Definitely. But, no, I definitely want to go do more roller coasters.
I think they're a blast. And obviously you haven't been to Disneyland. Disneyland has
really
good ones. Let's see, you got California Adventure, you got Splash Mountain, you got Space Mountain, you got Thunder Mountain Railroad, you have the Guardians of the Galaxy, which is Tower of Terror.
Yes.
They changed it. What else? You got
Bro's loading. He's buffering.
I'm buffering. it's called, the name of it is named after a mountain.
Okay.
Like,
are we talking like Mount Everest?
No.
Mount Kilimanjaro or whatever?
No. It's like an old mountain.
No idea.
I don't remember.
Okay. Continue.
You have some cool, like you got Star Wars Land, which is dope.
Yeah.
Super cool. Trying to think.
Is it the one you just said, Space Mountain?
No, it's not Space Mountain.
Different mountain.
It's like, so like, they have different mountains, and then this one is like, oh, I just had it for a second. Oh my goodness.
I love this part of the podcast where it's just Hayden thinking about the name of a roller coaster. Can we just get to the part where you tell me what it is? Like, what is the roller coaster like?
Oh, it just goes through like this mountain.
Oh, cool.
It's dope.
Yeah.
Sick. Yeah.
Sounds like Space Mountain and Primordial.
No. So Space Mountain is completely in pitch black.
The whole time?
And it's like you're in space and there's just like laser beams flying everywhere, but like it's in the roll, the entire roller coaster's in a building, and it's pitch black the entire time.
That's kind of sick.
It's super sick. It's one of the best rides, and it's also got most of the time a 4.5 hour wait.
Brother.
Yeah.
I'm not spending Disneyland prices to sit in a line for 4.5 hours.
No, it sucks, but it's so good.
I don't know. I sat for that new, that Primordial one that I was just telling you about.
Yeah.
That's their new roller coaster at Lagoon.
Yeah.
We sat in line for, I think, half an hour. And as amazing as that was, it still low-key didn't feel worth it. I hate lines.
Dude,
I don't do lines.
Like, the 4.5 hour sucks. And you can do other things to get around it. You can do fast pass, stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was worth it.
You think so?
100%.
Okay.
It was so good.
We'll have to go there one day.
Yeah.
And we'll do fast pass because I hate lines.
I have a trick up my sleeve to skip the line.
It's called you pay the guy at the front of the line $400 and the rest of the people are mad?
No.
Okay.
It's not that. I don't have to pay a dime.
What are you going to reveal the trick?
I'm not revealing this trick on the podcast.
Okay, we'll talk about it later.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there's one roller coaster that I did not like. And I think I was, yeah, this is not going to be news to Sierra. I was upfront that it wasn't my favorite.
Yeah.
It's called like Spider or something. And it's kind of a kid roller coaster to begin with. Like Bill and I and Sierra and Sierra's little sister went on it.
Yeah.
And they fit fine, and me and Bill both had our knees scrunched up and the bar, like, pressing down into our knees.
Nice.
And this one freely spins.
So it's like those.
You start, like, we started backwards, and the girl started forwards.
Yeah.
It's, like, four people and, like, two on each side sitting back to back.
Yeah.
And then while you're doing the podcast and going up and down and all this stuff, it just freely spins wherever, like, the motion takes.
The podcast?
Brother, the roller coaster.
You said podcast.
I know. I'm sorry. But the roller coaster, the cart or whatever the frick they call those.
Yeah,
things,
yeah.
It freely spins while you're going.
I love it.
Didn't like that.
I love it.
There is because, okay, listen. There's one part where we're forward.
Yeah.
And we're flying down the straight section. I mean, we're hauling.
Yeah.
And what I'd already known about it is when you go into the corner, right?
Mm-hmm.
On a normal roller coaster, you go into a corner and it goes like this. What are you doing?
Keep going. I'm listening.
Okay. We got to look.
I'm looking.
On a roller coaster, you go into a corner and it goes like this. And it just turns. Like the front end turns.
Mm-hmm.
These, because it just goes with like the force of like the motion. When you go into a corner and you're in the front end just like stays out. And then it kind of flips around.
Yeah.
It's like taking the force with it. We get this corner. We're coming down the straightaway at really fast speeds. And I'm looking straight at a pole. That's not very far away from the track.
My favorite.
And we, like, don't slow down at all. And literally, it felt like we were crashing into the pole. And that's maybe the worst feeling I've ever had on a roller coaster. Because I was like, this thing's not... Like, I still couldn't wrap my head around how it works. So I was like, oh, we're dying?
Yeah.
And then it just yanks you backwards because it, like, goes out and then pulls you back.
Yep.
And the whole time it was just doing that. It was just spinning around. Let me tell you what's worse than that. Being sideways. We went sideways down a drop. Because it had spun itself sideways, and the second drop is like a far drop, and I'm looking down sideways at the track, and we go down like that, and I was like, I don't enjoy this. I don't like this at all.
Yeah.
Okay, what are you looking at?
The one I couldn't think of, Matterhorn.
I would never have guessed that.
I know.
Yeah.
Basically, the idea is like it's a snowy mountain in Europe, I believe.
Okay.
And you're like on a bobsled. You're like,
oh, that's kind of cool.
Bobsledding down. Mm. I forgot also you have, they have a bunch of water stuff, which I love. It's like mini rafting kind of.
Have you seen the nature coasters? Where it's like one little single track through like down a mountain.
Yeah.
And you like control the brake and stuff.
Yeah. So you have the Pirates of the Caribbean ride.
Okay.
Which is like you're on a boat and you're like going through.
I'm on a boat.
No, not that kind of boat.
Ah, damn it.
You also have. What is it called? The Jungle Cruise. You would
love the Jungle Cruise
because it's the people. You got like a tour guide, and they're like, "Oh, look at this, look at that." And the entire time is just satire humor.
I love it.
It's so good.
Well, I love any excursion where like people are telling you stuff.
Yeah, they're just talking to you.
You know,
and they're
me.
Like, "Don't get too close to the alligators. They'll bite your fingers off or something stupid like that." And then like there's like fake alligators that pop out that look cool. It's super cool. It's definitely
over,
more of a kid's ride.
Over the side of the boat.
It's definitely more of a kid's ride, but like it's
that's
really funny as an adult.
I've gone on these like the little trains. Like
yeah.
Silverwood has a little train.
Yeah.
And they do a whole show. I was telling Sierra's parents about this. Silverwood's train, they do like a whole Wild West show alongside the train with like real actors.
Yeah.
Like when you go out into the forest. It's probably the coolest thing I've ever seen in an amusement park, uh-huh. and I've been on like the roller coasters. But I have two favorite kinds of rides at amusement parks.
Okay.
The first one is any ride where I like get information.
Uh-huh.
I'm such a weird information junkie.
You are.
Like if you're telling me things about like the ride or like anything at all, really.
Yeah.
It could be totally unrelated.
Yeah.
I'm like loving it. I'm like, give me more.
Yeah.
My second favorite type of ride, fully on the other end,
yeah.
is just like. Have you ever been on, like, a rapids ride where you're in, like, the big silver, like, tube thing that you sit in?
Yeah.
And then it, like, takes you down the rapids. And it's not, like, a fully wet ride. You get, like, wet,
mm-hmm.
but it's not like you're in the water.
Mm-hmm.
But not like a tube at a water park. But, yeah. like, that, like you're sitting in it and, like, takes you through rapids.
Yeah.
That's my other favorite type of ride. I love those. And so...
You would love Splash Mountain.
I would love Splash Mountain.
See, Splash Mountain's great.
Yeah.
I have a picture. We had this thing... Sorry to derail you for a second.
No, it's okay.
We had this thing to like keep our group together.
Yeah.
We called it the Unity Clap.
All right, dude.
Just hold on. <the fuck? laughs> listen. We'd be like, I would yell in Disneyland.
Yeah.
Unity Clap on three. One, two, three. And you'd like clap over your head. And so that's like, if we had like spread out, that's how I find my group.
I mean, you've right? given me, sorry, hold on. You really, like, I know you were a band kid.
I was.
But up until this point, you've given me, like, no indication of band kidness.
I just gave you band kidness.
Holy shit. I mean, dude, the way people must have looked at you. If I was in a park and I just heard some dude yell, Unity clap on three. One, two, three.
Dude.
I would be speechless. I would just stand there like, are you serious?
It wasn't like band kid energy saying it. It's like yeah. me saying it.
Yeah.
So, like, it's a little...
clap, by the way.
Dude, screw it. You could just sync it at this part.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's like me saying it, but it's just like, yeah, band kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we have a picture of us going down Splash Mountain,
yep.
and all of us are like this. I can find this photo.
So
this is such a good
this
photo.
This picture is just like...
Oh, my goodness. No.
All right. Anyway.
Hold on.
I'm holding, dude. I can't wait to
Please
see
hold.
This dorky ass photo.
Please hold. Yes. There it is.
That's insane, bro. Wait, which one are you? Let me see that. Are you in there?
No, I wasn't in that one.
Oh.
Oh, this is the one I'm in.
Okay, let me look at this.
See if you can find me. Pure bliss.
Bro, his eyes closed.
Down the roller coaster.
Down the roller coaster. That's insane.
Yeah. It was that day, the
is
reason...
Is that a tube ride? Or not a tube ride. Is that a log ride?
It's a log float.
I love... Okay, third favorite. Maybe even more. Actually, maybe even more than rapids.
Yeah.
It might actually be second. I forgot about it. Love. Frucking? Okay. We're going with it.
All right.
We're going with it. Love log rides, dude.
Yeah. No, they're great.
I love log
so,
rides.
So, Splash
and
Mountain...
Here's the sad thing. Sorry. Hold on. Lagoon had a log ride last year, and it was closed for improvements. And I said, sick. And then when we decided we were going again this year, I was like, I can't wait to do the log ride. I love log rides.
They got rid of it.
They got rid of it. What kind of bullshit is that? Now they have one water ride, and it's the rapids ride. And it was fun. Sierra hated it. She hated getting... She got drenched, to be fair.
That sucks.
But... I love it, and they got rid of it. And I mean,
so
Splash Mountain, yeah.
On that trip, it was raining.
Yes.
Oh, here's a good photo of me, blonde.
Blonde, and also he sounded like this.
I didn't.
You did.
No, it was big at that point.
Nah. All right.
No, so that trip, you know, it was raining in California while we were in Disneyland. That
Very
was also
cool.
the trip where... COVID happened.
Is that why you're wearing like raincoats, or is that
yeah,
part
yeah.
of the ride?
Well, you can wear ponchos if you're a bitch, but we were just wearing it because it
oh,
was raining.
Rain? Okay.
So, but the first time I went, because I went twice.
Yes.
We did Splash Mountain. I had Luke with me.
Okay. Sick.
And I was like, we were screwing around because it's like a little like do-do-do-do-do before you do the drop. And yeah. I like, we were do-do-do-do-doing.
You were do-do-do-do-doing.
I was do-do-do-do-doing.
Yes.
And I was like, I'm going to screw with people. So I like started like splashing water at people. It's like, you're not supposed to do that.
Such a dickhead.
And Luke was sitting right in front of me.
Yeah.
And he turns around because I splashed him. Turns around right as I'm splashing him. I hit him in the face.
Yeah.
And I smack his prescription glasses into the water.
Oh, no.
$600 pair of glasses just bloop.
Did you pay for that?
Yeah, I paid for it.
Okay. I mean, good friend. Good
yeah.
Friend. That's funny. That is
it was really good. And he still, if I bring it up, he'll still get angry about
He's
it.
He's still upset
Not
about
like,
it?
Not like jokingly upset. It's really funny.
Damn.
Luke, I hope you're listening to this. Fuck your glasses.
Dude, I, so anyway,
oh my goodness, I forgot about this photo. Dude, I'm doing a sick wheelie
yeah,
on 100.
That one before.
Oh yeah, you have.
Lagoon though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We did the splash ride and got wet, and Sierra did not enjoy it. But the way they designed those is so cool.
Yeah.
I don't know if, I actually never seen this design before. A lot of places, it's like the loading and unloading is like a straight line. So they like, you know, the tube thing, it's so hard to describe. Maybe I'll throw a picture of one on the video.
Yeah.
The tube thing, you know, it rolls into the straight part and it slows it way down.
Yep.
People unload and then later down the line, people hop in and then it just goes off, but yep. It never stops moving, right? Yep. It's not like a roller coaster where it stops, unload, load. This one, never seen it before. It was a big wheel and then the stairs came down on the middle of it and were like not connected to the wheel. So you wait on the stairs. The stairs are like the waiting line.
Mm-hmm.
And the tubes come in. You can see this in the video. If you're watching audio, just picture me making a big U with my hand. So the tubes come in like this and then get slowed down around the big wheel because they're kind of pinched between the big wheel and a wall.
Mm-hmm.
And then the wheel is what's rolling them.
Interesting.
And they come around and they, as the people unload at the front part of the wheel, it comes around like this in a U shape.
Yeah.
And then they tell you to come on, and you're walking on a moving platform. And you have so long to, like, everybody get in.
That's crazy.
And it's the whole thing is a spinning wheel moving platform that constantly spins. And so you walk, you get off the stairs, walk on this moving platform, and you're, like, obviously looking at the tube, so you're going where you're going. But, like, as you're walking forward, you're also going sideways. And then everybody loads in, and then once it gets off out of the swing platform, it drops into the water, and then in the flowing water, and you go. It was maybe the coolest like load and unload design I've seen for one of those kind of rides.
Yeah,
it was really sick.
One of the cool things about Space Mountain is they have two going.
Okay, yeah.
So it's you loading in, and then you go slow, and it starts you off as the last one is coming back.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's like it comes back, and while you're offloading. They're fucking flying you through the darkest pit of the abyss.
Wow.
And then, you know, they get done. You get unloaded and loaded, and then it'll send you, and then they'll be finishing up.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then
yeah.
They'll come back around. It's super cool.
I like those where they just constantly move.
Yeah, it's just always moving.
Yeah, the mountain one that I did, it was the same design where the cart's like, after they do the drop and then they come around the corner,
yeah,
they turn sideways so you can offload onto the little boardwalk that they have.
Yeah.
And then later down the line, they have guys bring it on. All right. I said I wasn't going to talk about this on the podcast, but I need to tell you about this moment. You know when you have those embarrassing moments that you think about for the rest of your life?
No.
I know. I knew you would say that because you don't do this. But I know there's people that will relate with me. There's sometimes you have the embarrassing moment where you're like, why did I say that? Or why did I do that? Right?
Yeah.
I had, No. I know the biggest moment like that I've ever had in my whole life.
Yeah.
Okay. Brother, strap in. So this is that mountain ride. Okay.
Click. Sorry.
We get off. We're getting off the thing after the ride's over.
Yeah.
There is a guy who helped us unload, and he kind of holds out his hand like this.
Mm-hmm.
If you need help stepping out of it. We all step out of it. I'm the last one off.
Yeah.
He realizes I doesn't need help. And he puts out his hand like this. Okay?
Yeah.
And again, if you're listening audio, I'm kind of making like the dap motion. But it also could be like confused as like a come over here motion. Like you're waving to somebody, come over here.
Yeah.
He puts out his hand like this.
Uh-huh.
And what he's doing is waving to the people. I can't exactly describe how you, like, unload and offload, but you, like, offload and go to the left, and the unload people come kind of straight at the one that's coming in.
Yeah.
He motions to the people, like,
come here.
Come here. I thought he was trying to dab me up. I go for the dab. He pulls his hand back because he's like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Then he realizes that I thought it was a dab.
Yeah.
So then he goes, at first he goes like, he's like, what? And he pulls his hand back. And then, and then I'm like, oh shit, like he's not dabbing me. I was waiting to the people while he's realizing I just tried to dab him up.
Yeah.
Then he just, like, half goes back. He's like, oh yeah, and tries to dab me up. I'm so embarrassed. I just walk away. So not only can I. So not only did I go for a dap that wasn't a dap.
And then you left him hanging after he went for the dap.
And then I left him hanging and walked out of the roller coaster.
Dude, that's amazing.
And I was like, I'm never doing that ride ever again.
Dude, that's like, that's iconic.
I'm going to think about it for the rest of my life.
Dude, I would be stoked if that happened.
You would be happy?
Yeah, that's so cool.
If you were me, if you were the other guy.
If I was you or the other guy. That's just cool.
You know that. And I'm so embarrassed.
Why?
Because listen to it. I sound stupid. I sound like a
shit happens.
I sound retarded.
I mean, you are.
Okay, fair. I can imagine him going into the break room.
Yeah.
And being like, "Listen to this. This fucking idiot tried to dap me up." And then when I was like, "Oh yeah, I'll dap you up," he walked away.
Legendary.
Yeah, so that's my Tip Top Lagoon story. That's how my Salt Lake trip went.
There was one, I don't remember what it was called, but there was a place we went, well, the first time I went down to California.
Yeah.
With my band kids. I don't remember what place it is. You probably look it up. But they had the world's, either country's or the world's biggest wooden roller coaster.
Where?
In California.
I don't think it's.
Hold on.
It might be the country's biggest. I feel like I've been to a park where they claimed that, though. And they might all just say that. I know that Lagoon has, like, one of the world's one of the country's first wooden roller coasters. Maybe not the biggest.
Yeah.
But I know they got a big boy.
Oh, it's at Knott's Berry Farm.
That makes sense. I think that's where I've heard of them having the world's biggest wooden roller coaster.
It's called Ghost Rider.
Dude, yeah, that's it. So, look, the wooden roller coasters beat you up. Lagoon has one that was built in 1932.
Yeah.
And that's terrifying to me. I don't know how that wood's held that long, and I kind of don't like that.
I love it.
Yeah, I know you do. You love anything that makes you feel like you're going to die.
Just a little bit. So this one was made in 98.
Okay.
And they did a makeover in 2016.
Oh, yeah.
It says it's number 8 in this list.
Number 8 biggest?
I don't know. It's just the best wooden ones.
Oh, so it's number 8 in the best wooden ones.
Yeah.
Is Lagoon on there?
Is
it a top 10 or what are we looking at?
We got El Toro in Six Flags in New Jersey.
Oh, I want to go to Six Flags. That's another place I've never been.
You got Lightning Rod at Dollywood in Tennessee.
Okay.
You got The Voyage at the Holiday World in Indiana.
Hell yeah.
Boulder Dash in Connecticut.
Nice.
Phoenix at Nobles in Pennsylvania. Okay. Goliath at Six Flags in Illinois.
Yep.
Lightning Racer in Pennsylvania. Ghost Rider. Outlaw Run at Silver Dollar City in Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Comet in at Six Flags in New York.
Damn, no Lagoon.
Then New York.
I thought that one was really good. I must have just not experienced wooden roller coasters yet.
Apparently not.
Huh. Well, anyway, dude, I think that might be a pod.
We're going to end it on roller coasters?
We've talked about roller coasters for half the podcast.
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about?
Dude, I want to talk about what you're going to do to my bike.
What I'm going to do to your bike?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
We made a deal.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that. The one time we did it.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yeah, what are you going to do to my bike?
We made a deal, and I'm low-key regretting because it's just another thing on my palette of all these things that I have to do in my time.
I mean, you don't have to do it. It's just an option.
So, for those that don't know, I'm big into motorcycles as well as cars.
Yes.
We didn't even talk about the car. I'm impressed with ourselves.
We can do that, too.
Shit. I'm big into motorcycles, and I don't have one right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, and I have one, which is new. Like, I haven't had one. Well, I've had one for the last 2 years. It's just
been broken.
Looked like the frame.
Yeah.
And so I went, I was like, I want one. Yeah. So I literally found one Friday night and bought it Saturday.
Yes.
Like, decided on Friday that I wanted a motorcycle.
And bought one Saturday.
Yeah, it was great.
So he has a motorcycle now, which made me realize how much I need a motorcycle.
Yeah.
And he happens to have a frame and parts and an engine and stuff like that. So I foolishly offered because I really want a bike, but I don't want to spend the money on one because I have other things I need to spend money on.
Yep.
That I would rebuild the bike for him on the condition I would get to ride it.
Yes. And he was already going to get to ride it once I rebuilt it.
And yeah, but the deal is that I've now put myself in the position of rebuilding it.
Yes.
Foolishly.
Foolishly.
Yeah.
Very foolishly.
So, I mean, it's going to happen eventually.
I might get to it first.
You might get to it first. I'm thinking after the car's done. So we might just end up doing it together.
If the car is done, which will be a bit.
Yeah. Hopefully by 8:30.
Well, stage one will be done by 8:30.
Then you're going to pull back in here and tear it apart again.
The interior this time?
Yes.
And then at some point I got to repaint it?
Yes.
But I think in between some of those stages, I have... God,
that was an LS, maybe? I don't know. That was a truck. He's hauling.
Yeah, he's hauling. But
yeah,
we have motor one, which goes in the bike.
Okay. And motor two over there.
And we have motor two.
What does motor two go in?
Actually, motor two is the second project. The first project is motor three.
What?
Motor three is in my grandpa's attic.
Oh, cool.
And it's a 75cc dirt bike engine.
Yeah,
with an automatic.
Yeah,
like you push the stick the gas still.
Just goes.
What?
I don't know.
No gas, but you still shift, but there's no clutch.
Oh, okay.
That is going to turn it into because it's just the engine and like the electronics.
Yes,
the frame got totaled, so I pulled all the goodies out.
Yes.
That's going to get turned into a single seater.
Go kart
thing.
Yeah.
And it's going to fly.
It's going to be awesome.
And then after that, we'll probably do one of the stages in that. And then come back to this motor.
Motor two.
Motor two is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to build a car.
You're going to build a car with motor two?
Yeah.
What? Like what kind of car? Like a little tiny frame car? Like a Miata?
Yeah.
Interesting.
But
I don't know how I feel about that.
Mid-engine.
Oh.
Fully tubular frame.
Yeah, obviously.
You know, it's cable clutch, so I can just turn that into a foot pedal.
Yes.
Normal brake setup, so I can turn that into a foot pedal. Normal throttle setup, I can turn that to a foot pedal.
You can turn a lot of things into foot pedals.
And then the best part, which is, you know, motorcycles are, you know, down one, up the rest, or up one, down the rest, however you have it set up. So you just set up a different, basically a multi-link system, and you now have a sequential.
Yeah.
So you can bang gears.
It would be cool.
In a 1 liter motorcycle engine.
Powered goat cart.
Car.
Yes.
It's basically, I'm going to say it.
All right.
I'm basically building a race car.
That would be sick.
Yeah.
That's a cool idea.
Yeah.
And then motor one is going into the motorcycle, which I will then ride eventually when it's done.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a good plan. Yeah. No, I like it. I do like it. I'm curious to see how it looks. But
I don't know how. I think I'm just going to leave. Like, it's just going to be like cage and motor and like pretty welds.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Pretty much.
I don't think I'm going to do like
just be a little
body panels.
Showcase project for your welds.
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to do like body panels or anything.
Yeah. That makes sense.
But I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who knows?
I mean, one more thing.
Sure.
That I want to talk about.
No.
You want to just be done?
No.
Okay. One more thing that I want to talk about is, and we're going to do another poll on the story.
Oh.
So if you're listening to this, guys, please go, please, I'm begging you, go to Off the Path Podcast Instagram.
Yes.
And vote on the poll that we have up.
Yes.
This is going to be up Monday because this comes out next Monday.
We'll post the poll and we'll be better about posting the poll this time.
I promise.
Because he sucked at posting the poll last time.
I totally forgot about it. I'm going to be honest.
The episode is going to air.
And the poll will be up.
I was going to say like an hour later the poll would be up because it's going to take him an hour to get to this point.
Facts.
And not everyone's going to be like, oh, it's up at 8 a.m. Yeah, we need to check it out now. True. Like, I got work and shit.
True. So we'll post the poll pretty close to when the episode comes out and not the day after like we did last time.
Yeah.
And I apologize. And the poll will be two engines.
Two engines.
Because there's an engine that I really want him to put in this car.
Oh, this poll. Okay.
Yeah. What did you think the poll was going to be?
I had no idea.
You had no idea where I was going with this? There's an engine I really wanted to put in this car, and then there's an engine he wants to put in it. And
which and we went through like
you
nine
need to, well,
engines.
This is the part where you need to decide which engine you want to put in it.
Oh, okay, done.
You got it?
Okay. Yeah.
So tell them your engine first.
I want to put in...
You got
to
put it in simple terms just in case there's people that don't know the freaking code to the motor you want.
Okay, so I believe... It is a 4.4 liter V8 that comes in the early 2000s BMW M5.
Yes.
Or for the nerds out there, the S62.
Yes. He wants to put an S62 M5 engine in it, BMW M5 engine. I want him to take the engine out of, I think it was 80s, right? Was I correct? The 80s or was it 90s?
90s.
90s Mercedes S600 AMG. They had a bi-turbo V12.
Yes.
If you don't know what that is, please look it up. It'll be the best thing you've ever seen.
Two spinny boys.
Two spinny boys and 12 cylinders.
12 cylinders.
It's a beautiful creation.
They sound nuts.
If you straight pipe it, like shout out F-Spot, he did, it sounds like an F1 car. It's crazy. It's like, it's the most insane noise. Thank you for that.
Sorry.
The most insane noise that a car can make, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And I think that if he put a Mercedes AMG V12 twin turbo
in a BMW,
it would not only be the sickest thing I've ever seen, it would have the double effect where people would love it and they would be really pissed off.
Yeah.
So that's the poll. Does he put the Mercedes twin turbo V12 in it, or does he put the BMW beautiful 4.4 liter V8 in it?
There's only one right answer.
And it's the V12.
It's the S62.
So, and that's for you guys to decide. So go check out the poll. Please vote. And please vote for the V12.
Yeah.
Oh, you want him to vote for the V12?
No.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. I was just like, yeah, that's the poll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's going to be the poll. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I think that's it.
No.
It's not it?
No.
What do you got? What do you got for me?
Nothing.
Goodbye.